You're watching Al Jazeera with me, Sahil Rahman, in Doha. A reminder of our top news stories. The US is working on reducing Europe's dependence on Russian gas as tension builds over Ukraine. Washington and its European allies are scouring global markets for other sources in case Moscow squeezes supplies in retaliation against any sanctions. And Russia is holding a week of military drills in the region and in annexed Crimea. In Ukraine, a third shipment of American weapons and ammunition has arrived. President Joe Biden has warned a Russian invasion of Ukraine would be a world-changing event. Alan Fisher has more from Washington, D.C.
It's interesting that he is trying to get a united front across the U.S. One of the things he insists on doing is putting his 8,500 troops on heightened standby. None of them will be going to Ukraine, he says. But of course, if there are any NATO allies, like in Poland or Romania, countries bordering Ukraine, he'd be more than happy to send them there if there was a need.
The Saudi-led coalition's launched a series of airstrikes on the Yemeni capital, Sana'a. The targets included Houthi military sites in several parts of the city, as well as a national TV and radio tower. It's after Houthi rebels who control the capital fired more missiles towards Abu Dhabi in the United Arab Emirates. The U.S. Coast Guard is searching for survivors after a boat capsized near Florida. A man was found clinging to the small vessel about 70 kilometers from Fort Pierce Inlet. He told rescuers 39 others were on the boat when it left the Bahamas on Saturday night. The Coast Guard says they are treating it as a suspected case of human smuggling. The military coup in Burkina Faso has received international condemnation. Hundreds of people celebrated in the capital on Tuesday in support of the army. Now, soldiers say they took power because the government failed to contain attacks by armed groups. And police in London are investigating parties held at government offices that allegedly violated COVID-19 lockdown rules. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson has most recently been accused of attending a birthday party organised by his wife, now during the first lockdown in June 2020.